When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is John Collins, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Marking and rebounds. Keontae skip pass across the top. Clarkson lobs it to John Collins, and JC to JC for two.
It was a back-and-forth affair tonight in Orlando as the Magic hosted the Jazz for their second of three road games of the trip. The Jazz, who trailed by 13 late in the second quarter, were able to cut the lead to just two heading into the half. The slim margin on the scoreboard was consistent for the remainder of the game, as neither team was able to build a substantial lead until the final minute of the fourth quarter, when the Magic were able to hit a couple of clutch threes to put the game away. Utah fell by a final score tonight of 115-107. I'm Davis Ellington, and this is Jazz Game Rewind. The Jazz had a tough task tonight, facing off against a Magic team that boasts one of the best defenses in the league. That defense struggled to put the clamps on John Collins, however, as the former Demon Deacon had a team-high 14 points in the first half. He kept his team within striking distance heading into the locker room, as Collins finished the night with 19 points and 10 rebounds, another double-double effort for the power forward.
Bounces it inside to Collins, reverse side layup is good for John, nice assist. The top of the Magic logo, two-hand chest pass to the right wing, John Collins for three, it's good. Collins, 18-foot jumper over the top is good. John Collins is feeling it tonight.
For the Magic, it was Paolo Banchero, who showed off his all-star talents in front of the hometown crowd. The former number one overall pick had 29 points to lead all scorers, as well as 9 rebounds and 6 assists. Banchero was a difference maker tonight, with 14 of his 29 points coming in the fourth quarter.
Banchero steps through, underhand scoop and a score. Banchero. Drop steps to the left, terminates, now fades on a tough jumper and hits. He gives it to Banchero in the left block, drives the left hand on the rookie Hendricks, powers to the rack and scores it. Here's Banchero, Jazz want him going left. He gets to his right in the lane, drop steps, corkscrews and lays it up and in.
The Jazz rookie guard Keontae George was another bright spot in the game, as he was on the precipice of being the second Jazz man with a double-double tonight. The former Baylor Bear poured in 19 points and 9 assists in the loss.
Left wing, George. Three ball is good. 18-14. Here's Wagner in the lane, reaching in. Chris Dunn steals it. Jordan Clarkson bounces to the head to Keontae. He attacks Banchero at the rim and lays it up and in. Picked up by John Collins. Out to Sexton. Lobbing high above for the slam dunk is Keontae George. Here's Keontae. Comes off a double stagger. Rises for three. Nails it.
This game would come down to the last few possessions as the Jazz and Magic traded buckets down the stretch. With the Magic leading 101-100, it would be Jalen Suggs who would find his shot from beyond the arc, going 3-for-3 from deep in the game's waning moments to seal the victory for Orlando. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that final Magic run.
101-99, second one from John. John much more relaxed tonight. He makes this. It's a one-point game with 3:05 to play. Magic have won the third most amount of clutch games of any team in the NBA this year. Here's Jalen Suggs. They'll run through Banchero. He has it now. Underhand scoop to Wagner. Back to Suggs' left side. Resets Wagner. Two-man game with Banchero. Wagner drives to the left hand. Over to Suggs for a left side three. It's good. Much improved three-point shooter Jalen Suggs. Former fifth pick of the draft out of Gonzaga. And the Magic lead it by four. Suggs up in tight on Keontae as he tightropes the half line. And then a foul on Suggs overdoing it.
That's exactly what you have to do when a guy pressures you the way he's being pressured. Set him up, you go hard, but don't let him get in front of you.
Jazz have 5 team fouls. The Magic have just 3. Both coaches, good friends Jamal Mosley and Will Hardy, each have 2 timeouts left.
And there's 4 fouls on Suggs.
Keontae at the top. Comes off of Markkanen brush screen. Takes a contested three. Gets hit in the face. And will get 3 free throws. Jalen Suggs picks up his 5th foul. This will be interesting to see what kind of impact it has on one of the most aggressive defensive guards in the NBA. down by two. The third free throw is good. Keontae George now has 16 points tonight. 104-103, 17 points tonight. 104-103, Orlando by one. Suggs, top to Bancaro, their leading scorer. To Wagner, their second leading scorer. Pick and roll between Wagner and Bancaro. Inside, gets Collins in the air, but he traveled first. We talked about it early. Go ahead, Ron.
I thought they could have called that a couple of possessions ago for him down in the paint when he ended up scoring.
When he pivots, he slides that foot an awful lot. Did it travel twice there? The Magic are unique because their two primary ball handlers are 6'10" in Bancaro and Wagner. And when they don't, one of them doesn't have the ball, the other's liable to be the screener. Down by one, 2:10 to play here in the fourth. Keontae off a John Collins pick to his left. Attacks the rack, lot of contact, no whistle. Ball goes high in the air, rebound by Bancaro, out to Carter. Trailing is Harris. Back to Bancaro in a half-court set with 1:54 to play. He goes to the right side for an isolation on Keontae. He spins to his right. Sexton comes over and knocks it away out of bounds. He is loose with the basketball.
Sexton's looking like he wants him to challenge it.
George Rodman, they're all looking at him. He looks at the iPad, the official stalling. No signal. A ball is now in the hand of Suggs. They can't review any longer. Inside to Carter. Hands back to Suggs. He'll take another three. He'll hit! Jalen Suggs!
It's his third three of the ball game.
So improved. 107-103, Magic, 136 to play. Suggs defending with five fouls. Flair out to Markkanen for three, no good. Rebound Harris. Jazz have got to get a stop with 130 to play, down by four. Bancaro on the near side. Wagner comes to the top. Wagner will initiate this time, guarded by Clarkson. Bancaro at the left elbow, guarded by Sexton. He works, pumps, cross-court skip pass. Suggs again! Again! Jalen Suggs with three clutch threes in the final 5 minutes. And the Orlando Magic have jetted ahead 110-103.
With a loss tonight, the Jazz fall to 5.5 games back of the Golden State Warriors for the 10th seed in the Western Conference. The improvement of the young players like Keontae George and Taylor Hendricks have been the highlights in an otherwise rough stretch for Utah, as the Jazz have now fallen to 1-7 since the trade deadline. With Will Hardy and his guys looking to end this road trip on a positive note on Saturday, March 2nd, as they head to Miami to face off against a Heat team that currently occupy the 5th seed in the Eastern Conference. That game will tip off at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. The Jazz will then return home on Monday, March 4th, to play host to the Washington Wizards, with tip-off of that game coming at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets for that one and all Jazz home games by going to utahjazz.com and catch all the action on KJazz or Jazz Plus. So that'll do it for us here at Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.